cheapest shipping in the industry.
I hope you had a fabulous weekend. I know some of you probably baked in the temperatures across the Southwest and the South anyway. Boy, we have an exciting show for you. We're going to talk about everything from the CIA and the doom and gloom that is now raining down upon that organization, and ultimately some that want to go after Dick Cheney for not informing them about one of the groups that was formed, one of the programs that was formed in the CIA after September 11th. Lots of different thoughts floating around about that. Perhaps that's the biggest buzz coming out of the Beltway right now. So we're going to let you hear what a couple of senators had to say on some of the Sunday shows. It dominated a lot of the Sunday conversation. Besides that, there are a couple of things happening outside, would you believe it, of Washington, D.C. that we'll hit on. Maybe you made it to the movie theaters this past week, and if you did, perhaps Bruno was on the menu for you. And you get the idea, right? Sacha Baron Cohen fools people. He did it with Borat, and now he's doing it with another character named Bruno. And where my little studio is based, at least my satellite studio in Dallas, Texas, some of the people, once again, in that fair city were duped by this character and not too happy about it. Don't know if you caught that or not. Did pretty decent at the box office. So probably when it's all said and done, if I were looking at a crystal ball in the movie industry, what they're pegging it to make at the box office, at least $50 million, not bad for a movie where you basically create a character and you punk people. You punk people across the nation and internationally, too, in some cases. This week is a huge week when it comes to the Supreme Court, at least the future of the Supreme Court, because Sonia Sotomayor will be grilled on the Hill, at least in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, the hearing there. And you know affirmative action is going to be top of the list. That's going to be hot for her. And also Frank Ritchie, who was part of that New Haven, Connecticut firefighters case that the Supreme Court decided in their favor, if you remember, saying that they were discriminated upon because their test results were thrown out. This probably will be the biggest thorn in her side. When it's all said and done, do I think Sotomayor, even if there is a GOP wall put up in front of her, do I think that she will be the next Supreme Court justice? I would have to say yes. The deck is actually stacked in her favor, but she has to go through the grilling process. And since we've only really seen photographs and a wave of the hand and a few little words here and there, you don't, other than her rulings and other than what people say about her colleagues or people who have seen some of her work have to say, or of course dissecting some of what she's done, speeches, etc. Really, what do you know about Sonia Sotomayor? We'll get to know her quite well, I would say, at least over the next week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. I don't know how long they'll take with her. I know that the firefighters case, after talking to a couple of attorneys, and no doubt we all know this, having talked about it on America Tonight, again, this will be the biggest thing that she will most likely have to deal with. All right, now back to that program that I mentioned that Dick Cheney now is under fire for, the alleged deal with the CIA. CIA Director Leon Panetta, as you know, testified to a congressional committee at the end of June that he was told that former VP Cheney ordered the intelligence agency to not give out any info about this secret counterterrorism program from Congress. Everybody has an opinion on this, because remember, now 8 people basically can get briefed on some of what the CIA is doing. And, of course, many want to see that number jump to 40. Now this comes out about what is it? What is the program that we're talking about? A lot of people originally thought, and I think I was one of them the first day it was announced, that it had to do with the enhanced interrogation stuff. But it doesn't have anything to do with that. It's a completely separate program. apparently. So now a lot of people upset and think that Dick Cheney should have to answer for this. Panetta, immediately as soon as he found out about it, canceled the program and told Congress what was going on. So a couple of different takes on that. Here's what Senator Alexander had to say.
But what I'm hearing from the Democratic members of the House is tell us all, tell more of us about it. If the eight leaders think what Vice President Cheney did was inappropriate, they should sit down with the new president and the new CIA director and say, we'd like to know more. That's the way to fix that problem.
All right, Senator Judd Gregg, Republican from New Hampshire, has talked about the CIA, like I say, getting thrown under the bus, and ultimately what do you want from this organization. But specifically on this, here's what he had to say.
That, there's no question that's not appropriate. But the problem here is different than that, in my opinion. This continued attack on the CIA and our intelligence gathering organizations is undermining the morale and the capacity of those organizations to gather intelligence. The war we're in today is a war of intelligence. The only way we're going to stop a terrorist from using a weapon of mass destruction against us is to find out who that terrorist is and what they have before they attack us. The only way we're going to get that information is through intelligence gathering. We have to have an extraordinarily robust and strong CIA, an extraordinarily robust and strong intelligence gathering organization. And this national attempt by some of our colleagues on the other side of the aisle to basically undermine the capacity to protect and develop intelligence is, I think, so, going to harm us in the long run.
So
now, yes, this is wrong. What if somebody told the CIA not to inform the appropriate members of Congress on information they should be informed of, that's wrong. But that isn't a reason to disassemble the CIA make them a whipping child in the middle of the public opinion, which undermines the morality of the whole agency.
All right, and certainly we've talked about that a lot here on America Tonight with a couple of different people who are keyed into the CIA, and they think it's outrageous what's happened to the CIA. And here we go again. Problem is, okay, this program, supposedly this counterterrorism program, was initiated, as I said, right on the heels of September 11th. Now, the deal is it was on again, off again, and I guess never fully operational. We don't know all the details of it because it's a secret, but it was a tool that was apparently in the arsenal of the CIA that they could have used, but really didn't use it. So now we're talking about something that wasn't really used, but wasn't common knowledge, at least to anyone on the Hill, and that's the part that a lot of people are struggling with. But how much of this has to do with Nancy Pelosi and the whole thing with Nancy Pelosi once again? If you remember, there's been this crazy spat, maybe more than a spat, that's happened with Pelosi saying that she didn't know about waterboarding, but yet the briefing supposedly says that she did know about waterboarding. I really think a lot of this stems from this. And the problem is, he is absolutely right. Greg is absolutely right, America, when he says, how much do you want to undermine this organization and the morale of it? I'll tell you what, I wouldn't work for the CIA. What if I had all the credentials and I could be a top dog and make pretty decent money and knew a couple different languages? Would I really want to constantly be looking over my shoulder this way? Now, you could say, well, that's part of the job, but you have to be backed by your government, right? We'll have a lot on this tonight, so think about it. Coming up next, though, we're talking about something completely different. Mortgages. Are you underwater on a mortgage? Are you looking at a house? We're going to talk about it next on ATN.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 9th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $9.1540. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $9.4187, $4.7093 for a half ounce, or $2.3547 for a quarter ounce. That's $9.4187, $4.7093, and $2.3547.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America tonight. What happens when you're upside down on your mortgages and you're in debt? Let's compare that to Michael Jackson and the fact that Michael Jackson, everybody keeps wondering, well, if he's $400 million in debt, his estate, what happens? Who's stuck with this? How does this turn around? And when you can generate so much income, how do you get that far upside down? And it's also amazing when you look at the number 400 million, it's completely different than Main Street America, right? But at the same time, how many people get so backwards on mortgages and with credit cards, et cetera, that they feel like they might as well be drowning with $400 million debt because they have no way to get out? Kurt Sheets, financial advisor, joins us now here on The Big Show. Hey, Kurt, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
You know, that really was the question about the $400 million in debt. If he was making, and that was one of the first things I thought, why do they keep saying this figure? But then I look at the money that he made with the Beatles and all the catalogs and stuff that he had. And supposedly I started to hear people talk about what a shrewd businessman he was. And then I thought, well, how are you $400 million in debt? How do you get that backwards? What was it that does it to you when you get to that level?
It doesn't matter what level you're at. It's called just broke at a different level. It's if you're upside down, you're spending more than you make. It doesn't matter if you're making $10 and you're spending $11, or if you're making $25 million and spending $30 million. It really doesn't matter at the fact of how much you make. It's always been how much you save. That's what makes a wealthy person, is how much they save, not how much they make. There's people that have made no more than $35,000-$40,000 in their whole life per year and end up to be millionaires when they retire. So it really doesn't matter at that point. And that's the conception that people have. They go, gosh, how could he be such in debt making the massive amounts of money that he has? It's because he spent more each year than he ever made. And here's the thing. When you make more money, you have more accessibility to credit. See, creditors will extend you more money because of your capabilities of earning money. And so they can actually be more harmful than the person that doesn't make that much, because your creditors are eventually going to go, you know what, we can't extend any more credit to you. With him, they knew that he was an endless amount of source of income based on his talents and his ability to earn money, so they extended more credit to him. And that's basically what happens with somebody that is in that predicament, is they get to the point where creditors extend more and more and more, and eventually it just overwhelms them.
Yeah. And then the creditors, you know, usually, like, let's say you're married and your husband dies and leaves you with a debt. Well, you got to pay that debt off, right?
In some cases, depends on who's secured with the debt. In other words, if you're community property, like in Nevada, that's a community property state, most of the time, if you are joint on the note. Now, if you're not joint on the note, it's very difficult to go after somebody else because there's no security. It's like anything else. It's a secured note. Now, if it's against property, then the property is the secured. It doesn't matter who is owning the property. The property is the secured on the note. But any private, what I consider personal loans that were loaned to Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. they're going to be out of luck because there's nobody else held responsible for that paper.
Oh, and you wonder how many of those type of loans there are. Probably a ton in his case.
Most people will loan money to you. They want some sort of security. I know that he put up his – you talked about the Beatles collection. The Beatles collection is actually collateralized. So, in other words, there's loans against that Beatles collection. So even though the Beatles collection he owns, it's just like anything else. He's put that up as collateral for security, which means that is obtainable to people that have credit against him. Is they can use that as collateral. Any of his property is definitely collateral if he's used that as collateral.
Yeah.
For instance, if I have a credit card debt, they can't go after my house. And my house can't go after, you know, my mortgage that holds my house can't go after my personal savings. They can only go as deep as what's secured. So if you're an unsecured lender, even bankruptcy will basically exonerate you and you're done. You're out. You don't get to play in the game.
Yeah. And, you know, and then, of course, you think about the kids, because with the little girl stepping up at the memorial service, people are wondering, well, what happens to the kids? Now, if money starts to roll in, just like at Elvis's estate did, Lisa Marie would obviously get a chunk of that. Is that what happens with these kids, or it all depends on that will situation?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the difference between Elvis. A lot of people have said, well, it's kind of the same as Elvis. Here's my take on that. Elvis, number one, his estate wasn't as complicated. Number one, he only had one wife, Priscilla. That's it. And he only had one daughter, Lisa Marie. And they were it was basically their daughter together. The other thing is Priscilla and them was not in what I consider bad standings. They weren't mad at each other. They didn't hate each other. So there was not this conflict. When he passed away, Priscilla basically took over the estate and managed it to the level it's at now. I mean, she had really good people around her. I think the Jackson situation is a lot more complicated. Number one, there's not a definitive mother. Now, you've got some people claiming, you know, naturally you have the birth mother, and that's even questionable because she stepped out a couple of times. And then you've got the grandmother that wants to take care of the children. And there's just a lot more complicated structure in the Jackson's case.
Yeah, so what can we take from this? I think there's things that you can learn from this. As I was saying, Main Street, it's a different amount of money, but upside down is upside down. Number one, as a financial man, wouldn't you recommend a will to everybody? You know, to the common guy? Oops. Maybe we lost him. I don't know. Are you still with us? I think we lost, unfortunately, our guest. We'll see if we can get Kurt back with us. Somehow he got cut off. But in reading the Michael Jackson stuff and in trying to make the comparison, that's what I was trying to do here, you think, well, it's different. It might be differing amounts. You might only be upside down, whatever it is, $250,000. But what does that do to your family? And then if you have some assets in breaking it up, the significance of having a will, what the difference is if you don't have a will, what the state actually ends up doing without that will. I think we have Kurt back. Somehow the gremlins got on the line. Kurt.
Yeah, I was there. I could hear you. I don't know what happened on the line. Anyway,
I was asking the question about the will.
Totally different than a will.
Uh-huh.
Because a will is it's a structure part of the living trust. A living trust actually puts property and belongings into a trust, which means it's no longer your belongings. So it lives forever. That's the difference. When you die, the trust actually is an entity that stays on forever. So whatever you put in that trust, whether it be property, whether it be the distinction of who's going to take care of your children, how your children are going to get dispersed of funds, how much they're going to get each, and when they're going to get that, that's all disclosed in a living trust. Okay, a will basically says, this is the will that I have that says, and most wills are basically for disclosure of what do I want done medically to me. In other words, you have a certain thing, you have a living will, which says, if I go under medical care, this is what I want to happen. Okay, so the will is very vague. The other thing, a will can be contested. It goes through probate. No matter what, you wherever you are, wills are always contested, and they always have to go through probate. Living trust never go through probate because you've already deeded everything into the living trust, so it's already taken care of. There's no contesting it. And this is where his challenge is. This will be contested by everybody that is remotely attached to him for financial reasons, for future financial reasons. You ask what the kids are going to be taken care of. Well, how much are the kids going to get for a year? Are they going to be handed the whole estate? They can't take on the estate now. Who pays the bills prior to this? This is a big, challenging thing that they have, and it's very complicated. In his structure, it's even massively more complicated. I advise people that I talk to that if they don't have a living trust, get one immediately. If you have children, get one. Here's the other thing. What they don't realize, here's the challenging thing that he has, is even though he said that, well, I want my mother to take care of the children. Okay, well, what happens when his mother dies? She can't deed that responsibility to anybody else.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He has to. See, in my living trust, I have a living trust. Everything that I have is already deeded into the trust. And it says, my daughter shall be taking care of this individual. If that individual cannot, do those duties anymore or refuses to do those duties, this person takes care of her. And if that person, this person, I go at least four people deep.
Right.
If it gets
so
beyond that,
covered.
What am I going to do? You can't fix the world. And it also discloses how much of my estate gets distributed to her at what time.
Right, right. Excellent. Great advice, Kurt Sheets. Join us again sometime down the line, will you, to give us more financial advice?
I'd love to. It'd be my pleasure.
All right, thanks. Kurt Sheets talking about really what you could learn from Michael Jackson. Odds and Ends next on ATN.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Coming up, we have birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse. Included in the birthdays, actor Harrison Ford. He's celebrating kind of a milestone, or at least he's close to one anyway. You know, he recently got married to Calista Flockhart. I want to say there's like a 20-year difference, something like that, between them. Apparently that works well for a lot of people, though, obviously. And there's a few other people, like Cheech Marin, who is celebrating a birthday. He also is celebrating a pretty interesting birthday, giving you kind of a little bit of a hint there. And then this day in history, a couple of things that happened in 1960, JFK won the Democratic presidential nomination at the convention, his party's convention anyway, in Los Angeles. And in 1977, there was a huge blackout that lasted 25 hours that hit the New York area. In the meantime, though, for odds and ends here on ATN, we usually do that a couple of times during the show. One of the things that I happened to see a headline on, and I was shocked. I heard it maybe on Fox earlier in the day, and then I saw a headline about Joe Jackson wanting Michael's kids to tour as the Jackson 3. So the King of Pop's kids are being pushed out there as, as the new Jacksons. That would be Prince Michael, who's 12, Paris, who's 11, and 7-year-old Prince Michael II, known as Blanket. They're supposed to hit the stage next year, and apparently not everybody in the Jackson family excited about that. Some of them a little bit livid at the idea of pushing them out, just like they were pushed out when they were kids. You have to think this could affect that custody battle if that's brought up. But apparently he's talking about getting a band and taking them on tour, like I said, as the Jackson 3 World Tour 2010. Boy, I'm sorry, that reeks of exploitation at the pretty high levels, I'd say. What do you think about that, Matt? The Jackson 3.
Not a fan of anything Joe Jackson has to do.
I'm not either.
With the Jacksons, I say, just cut them out of the loop. Let Janet and Randy and Marlon take care of them.
Yeah, not him, because just like they did, like Michael Jackson. You wonder what was it that made him the way that he was, and he flat out said in his interview with Martin Brashear that he was abused when he was a kid by his dad, and you know what that means, trotting him out. He never had a childhood, etc. So, you know, here you go now, trying to do the same thing again with these three kids. Boy, yeah, I'm not a big fan either. I think it'd be brutal, although I hate to say it, maybe the curiosity factor would, I mean, here's the question, would people go and see these kids? If he's shopping it around, that means there's money involved. So what's the answer to that? And here they were pretty much sheltered their whole life. You never really saw their faces until just recently. Man, I think that would be tough for them. And then who's going to be there as the caretaker with them? You know, nothing surprises me anymore, so I don't know why I was so stunned by it, especially with what Joe Jackson was saying when he was on the red carpet just, you know, a couple of days after Michael Jackson had died and he was promoting his own record company. So I don't know why I'm so stunned by that, but I think it's disgraceful, absolutely. And somebody could look at it a different way and say, well, you know, this could give these kids a future and a career, but I'm thinking that most people listening to this show are thinking that the guy is just nutty, nuttier than a fruitcake, and it's just more of the same, of this crazy Jackson circus that we've seen since Michael died a couple of weeks ago. Joe is listening to us in St. Louis. Hey, Joe. Or Jerry. Jerry's listening to us in St. Louis. Hey, Jerry.
Yeah. Hi. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Yeah, I wish you were on more often. Well, first of all, I'm in the Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Dean Martin generation, so I just never related to, you know, the King of Pop and all that other stuff. But what I wanted to talk about is, you know, it looks like to me that Obama and the Democrats, they're overloading our government, which is actually bankrupt, I would say. They're overloading our government's economy with its socialist programs so that our economy will collapse and our only option will be to look to our government for our needs and our welfare. And it'll basically put all Americans, you know, on welfare because the jobs, they don't look promising or they don't look long-term. They don't look like there's any job security. It just, I don't know. What do you think about that? It just doesn't look helpful.
I'm all about small government anyway. I come from that Tom Jefferson frame of mind that smaller government is better. And I think that with these czars that are being created, it's scary going down that road.
Yeah.
Some of the things that are being talked about with climate control and what's the healthcare reform going to look like. And the stimulus didn't work, which is partially, I'm sure, what you're referring to. And there wasn't really any, quotes, jobs created. In fact, unemployment went in a worse direction than they originally thought. Now there's talk of a second stimulus. Yeah, I think they're, especially when it comes to the financial end of things, the middle class is being squished out. So how many people fall into the middle class, whether it's on the upper end or the lower end? And that, if we have the haves and the have-nots here, boy, that would not be good, I think, for the country. I would hate to see that happen. Yeah.
You know, Kate, I agree with you. And it's like they don't even want a middle class. They just want us on the same level. And another thing, I called my Missouri senators, and I found out the health care bill is in committee, but they may not vote on it until September. This is,
right,
you know, tentative. I'm not for sure. Cap and trade, climate control, may not be voted on until September. The hate crime bill, I don't know if your audience is aware of what all that's all about, which is not anything to do with, you know, race or anything like that. It's more to do with if you offend anyone, you know, you can explain it better than me, but that's not going to be voted on until September. So I think we have some time here while Congress is on recess, so to call our senators and I guess Congress has, you know, the House has to vote on health care, I believe, still. And, you know, call them in during the month of August and let them know what we think about all these bills that they're just going to restrict so much of our freedoms, actually.
Yeah, Jerry, I agree. Thanks for the call. We're glad you listened to us when we're on St. Louis. I say this all the time on America Tonight that there is power in numbers. And if you don't agree, that's the thing. You have a voice in your government. I don't care if you're 25 or if you're 65. You have a voice. So use it. The Founding Fathers set up the Constitution that way, set up our government so that it can be participatory. It is not a dictatorship. It is not a monarchy. Therefore, you certainly can express your feelings. The more people that express their feelings, the more people that don't like the direction things are going, don't like the feeling that they're getting about being squeezed out, the more you express specific things, whether it's the hate crimes, whether it's health care or climate control. And Jerry's absolutely right. Most of it being pushed off to the fall. This is not what the administration wanted. They really wanted health care reform, especially, to be done, to get voted on, to go through, boom. And the same thing, really, with climate control. But neither of those things are happening. So there's a lot of important things that will go to votes come the fall, which is so close, we can almost touch it. I mean, we're here in the middle of summer, but there's the August recess, and then it's back to business for Congress. So there is some time. There's time to call, to write, to, you know, whatever. And as I just said, the brilliant thing about our form of government is that you do have a chance to unify, to let yourself be heard, to, you know, fight what you think is wrong and where you don't want to see the country headed. And the more that happens, the more that change that you don't want doesn't take place. So what a brilliant thing that we're not living in one of the, four communist countries, or we have a dictator or a banana republic or any of that kind of stuff where you have absolutely no voice and you could be killed for voting. Or they stuff the ballot box, or, you know, a million other scenarios that are played out in other parts of the world. Notice how North Korea suddenly has kind of fallen away. Of course, 4th of July was just a week ago. And we were talking about more missiles being set off and defying orders not to do so and all that sort of stuff. Well, Kim Jong-il has pancreatic cancer. Finally, they're reporting it. He looked terrible the last couple of months, and he's very gaunt, so it follows the suit of what happens when things go awry of that very deadly form of cancer. So he had a stroke last summer, and then the cancer was discovered apparently sometime around then. They're talking about who will take over for Kim Jong-il. There's been all of this speculation about what's happening with the government and what kind of a power struggle there would be if he were to die without naming a successor. So his third and youngest son, Kim Jong-un, has been reported as being groomed as the heir, but they have not made any kind of an announcement whatsoever that he is the one that's going to take over. But he's certainly on the downward slide, so you would think that announcement would happen soon. I mean, this is a totalitarian leader who know that the people of North Korea, they're following suit here. What happens if the younger son takes over? Do things change in North Korea? That'll be the interesting thing to watch. Hang with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning.
All right, time for another edition of News You Can Abuse. This is supposed to make you smile or at least make you go, what? Are you kidding me? So let's start in Washington, the nation's capital. Very important. Not of all the bills that are coming up, that's very important, and it's driving us all nutty. But the National Zoo in Washington celebrated Tyshawn's 4th birthday yesterday. Now a teenager in bear years, Tyshawn has become one of the zoo's most popular attractions since his birth, the panda baby, in 2005. He weighs about 190 pounds, and they did a little special panda birthday cake. It was made of water, bamboo, shredded beets, and beet juice. And apparently a lot of people were on hand to celebrate that birthday. From Elgin, Illinois, artist Jim Victor is creating a full-size replica of a race car in chocolate. Oof. Good enough to eat, I would guess, right? It's NASCAR's number 18 Toyota Camry M&M car, driven by Kyle Busch. He and two assistants are putting melted chocolate, cocoa, and cocoa butter on the frame. Now, the car is going to be displayed at Chicagoland Speedway in Joliet this weekend. And it, I guess it was. I think it was this past weekend they did it. His chocolate car has to be in an air-conditioned tent to protect it from the heat. Oof. I'll tell you, most places, that would melt down in no time. But a chocolate replica, I didn't see it anywhere. Wonder if they got it done in time, but I know that they were working on that, certainly. Speaking of cars, electric car owners might get a charge out of this new McDonald's in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the first in the nation to feature electric car charging stations. Cool. Two battery chargers available for people to juice up while they chow down on the Big Mac. They're free for customer use, and they're not probably going to be that busy, I would think. I guess there's about a dozen cars in Raleigh that are known to run on electricity. And you might have seen this lately. A lot of people are taking pets on planes. Not that they haven't always done that. But out of Denver, there's a pet airline. It's Pet Airways, and it's an airline for pets, obviously. On the flights, they get to ride in the main cabin, not in the cargo hold. There are even flight attendants to care for the cats and the dogs. They don't get in-flight snacks or drinks because that prevents them. They're afraid they'll get sick. But the animal airline begins serving in a number of cities, and the cities are Denver, Chicago, Baltimore, Washington, Los Angeles, and New York. A ticket for the dog from Chicago to L.A. starts at $199, but the pet owners have to fly on their own. So you literally put your pet on the plane and wave goodbye because you're not flying with your pet. Oh, that would be weird. Then what happens on the other end? I guess they take care of the pets and until you get there, or at least unless somebody meets them on the other side. Maybe it's a good little niche thing. But how many pets would it take to make that flight worthwhile? How many pets would you need on the flight? And how often does it leave? I don't know. Seems like a kind of a crazy cockamamie idea, but could work if there were enough people. They must have done some market research, I'm assuming, that there were enough people that were willing to do that with their pets instead of having them in the cargo the traditional way. Of them riding in the cargo maybe while you're on the flight or shipping your dog cargo to wherever it is you're moving. That happens with people sometimes. All right, let's get to this day in history. There are 171 days left in the year. So we're talking about July 13th, 1787. Congress enacted an ordinance governing the Northwest Territory. Probably had that when you were taking history classes. In 1878, the Treaty of Berlin amended the terms of the Treaty of San Stefano, which had ended the Russo-Turkish War. Remember the Turkish War back in 1877 through 78? Yes. 1886, Father Edward Joseph Flanagan, the founder of Boys Town, was born in Ireland. In 1972, George McGovern claimed the Democratic presidential nomination at the convention in Miami Beach. In 1978, Lee Iacocca was fired as president of the Ford Motor Company by Chairman Henry Ford. Didn't end up too badly for him, a little thing called Chrysler. In 1985, some of you might remember this, was kind of the big one when they started these concerts to raise money. Live Aid, an international rock concert, they held it in London, Philadelphia, Moscow, and Sydney. And they were raising money for Africa's starving people. If we go to 10 years ago, the American League won the All-Star Game for the third straight time. The All-Star Game is Tuesday night. Speaking of that, it was a National League 4-1 win at Boston's Fenway Park. I was there. And what was interesting about that All-Star Game, I was broadcasting from there, is that Ted Williams came out in a golf cart and waved to the fans, and people were on their feet screaming and applauding and all that sort of stuff. Eyes Wide Shut also opened at the box office, starring Tom Cruise and his then-wife, Nicole Kidman. It premiered in Los Angeles and then opened wide 3 days later. In the meantime, if we just go to 5 years ago, a confidant of Osama bin Laden's surrendered to Saudi diplomats in Iran and was flown to Saudi Arabia. And it's interesting, I mentioned this earlier in the show in case you missed it. Where is Osama bin Laden? The conversation, the CIA thinking one thing, the Pakistan people saying that no, he's really on that cusp of Afghanistan, not in Pakistan. We have great intelligence information and he's not here. So where in the world is Osama bin Laden? What does he have, a $50 million tag on his head? A wanted, you know, wanted for Osama bin Laden, but obviously the money doesn't matter because somebody, if he's still alive, is covering for Osama bin Laden. If we go to 1 year ago, speaking of that, an assault by militants on a remote U.S. base in Afghanistan close to the Pakistani border killed 9 American soldiers, sadly, and wounded 15. We have birthdays. Let's head to birthdays.
I need birthday singers. Come on, people. We need birthday singers.
All right, I told you about actor Harrison Ford, 67 years old. Cheech Marin is 63, the actor-comedian. Actor Robert Forrester is 68 years old. Actor Patrick Stewart is 69. I didn't realize he was 69. Celebrating birthday as well, actor-director Cameron Crowe is 52 years old. Remember the movie Almost Famous? Also celebrating a birthday, country singer, if you're into country, Victoria Shaw, 47. If you're into bluegrass, Rhonda Vincent is 47 years old. Actor Kenny Johnson is 46. Actor Michael Jace is celebrating 44 years old. Country singer Neil Thrasher is 44 years old. From Coldplay, rocker Will Champion is 31 years old. Couple of others in between that we missed. Singer Louise Mandrell, 55 years old. Also, actress Daphne Maxwell Reed is 61. You definitely have seen her in a bunch of cameo appearances and television shows as well. From The Birds, Robert McGinn is 67 years old. Singer Deborah Cox, happy birthday, 36 years old. Actor Kenny Johnson is 46. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Thanks to all who listened and those who sent emails as well. We appreciate it. I'm going to leave you with this one. Individuality is freedom lived.
Okay, okay. Bye-bye. Show's over, folks. Bye-bye. Let's move. Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it.
Stop.
One, two, three. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.